Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Headlines brought to you by McDonald's. Make sure you check out the Minute Maid slushies. A variety of flavors, guys, at McDonald's for only a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Hey, Mike Bell, as the Braves get back at it tonight, they're in Miami, hoping to snap their six-game losing streak. How confident are you that they will?
Not very confident.
Okay. Here is a Brian Snicker talking about you got to get out of this hitting slump if you're the Bravos.
We just got to keep grinding and working and eventually you handle something like this and the good things will happen on the other end of them.
Boy, he sounds confident. I mean, is it me?
Nothing else he can say. I mean, it's like whether it's Bobby Cox or Freddie or now it's a snit. I mean, it is what it is. When you're in these kind of ruts, you know, take it one day at a time. Ball bounces funny for everybody else. Hopefully the bats get hot and yada, yada, yada. I mean, that's why baseball sometimes, it's you get to the doldrums of this midseason. You know, it's the same old, you know. It's what he is. I mean, what's he going to say? Man, this team's got a bunch of clowns on it. A couple of those give me a bunch of jacklegs. I can't do nothing with them. No, he's like, I mean, what's he going to say? I mean,
all right.
I got a bunch of pitching that's mediocre. Bats have cooled off. I mean, look, it is what it is.
Play that again for me. Let me see how we could have substituted here.
We just got to keep grinding and working. Eventually you handle something like this, and the good things will happen on the other end of them.
Okay. I just maybe we're going to hit this thing as hard as we possibly can, and we're going to challenge ourselves to be the best we can possibly be.
Let me write this down for the game winner for later so I don't forget. Sports cliches, Jarvis. Sports cliches.
The best we could possibly be. We won't accept a six-game losing streak.
Not on my watch, pal. I mean,
why could he have said that? Instead, Snicker says this.
We just got to keep grinding and working.
Stop it right there. You know. We've got to keep grinding and working.
What do you want him to say?
That's the cliche for you.
We're going to take some extra batting practice.
Yes.
And we'll hope we'll start seeing the ball better.
Yes.
They're going to keep grinding and working. And
cliche.
Remember the movie Bull Durham when Kevin Costner's character is explaining all the sports cliches you got to use? Or he's teaching Tim Robbins. Nuke LaLouche. You know, it's like, well, I'm just here to help the ball club.
That's right.
And God willing.
Keep grinding and working.
It'll all work itself out. We'll take it one game at a time.
Jarvis, that's going to be our new phrase. We got to keep grinding and working. Okay?
Or they can have some meetings.
Yeah, or we can. It's exactly. Yeah, those
got to keep grinding and working.
We lobbied for Snit. Now we're throwing Snit under the bus.
No, here's the deal. I like Brian Snicker.
Boy, we turned on Snicker like a rabid dog.
No, Jarvis, don't even go there. I like Snicker. This is not his fault. Right. He knew what this team was going to be about. When they said, hey, moving to the ballpark, rebuilding, restructuring, blah, 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 blah. But as the manager, you've got to infuse some energy, Mike, even when you're sucking.
We just got to keep grinding and working. Okay.
Looking forward to going to Miami. They have a fish tank by home plate. There's a
That's
big
all I'm
dolphin
saying.
Pinwheel, and there's a bar out in left field.
But I know Snicker, he's a baseball man. I've been around a lot of these guys. Yeah. And you know what they tell you? It's a long season, Carl.
Yeah, don't get
it. Just got to keep grinding working.
It's too long a season.
I know.
NBA season, too long. Baseball season, too long. The only season that's not long enough is the NFL. We need 24 weeks of football.
You're back on that.
Two bye weeks.
By the way, your guy Folty's on the hill tonight.
You bet he is.
0-4, 4.55 ERA. Folty.
The ever-improving Folty. We heard that story. Remember David O'Brien was on from the AJC. Oh, Folty looks better, and ball bounces funny for everybody. And, of course, Folty needs some help with it. Whatever!
We just got to keep grinding and exactly. working. And
that's it. Exactly. You know what? I got to be honest. I got four tickets for next Sunday. I got Aunt Matilda and my mother-in-law in town. So me and the Golden Girls are going to the ball game. You know what I'm looking forward to? I'm looking forward to grinding out some beers at the Battery.
Well,
you know, going to Sports and Social.
I'm not
hitting Yardbird. By the way, a baseball game.
Not banging on the social aspect of being at the ballpark and kicking and having a good time. That's all fun and games.
Right.
this team, though.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
This is what – I mean,
I need him to say, we won't accept this. I know.
Got to keep riding and working. And,
okay.
And,
I am the captain of a ghost ship, okay? I've got another year here. They're not going to fire me. By the time this team gets competitive, they'll bring a big-time manager in here. You know that's what the game plan is. You know John Hart's feeling that way with Coppolella. That's what they're going to do. I mean, good for him. I mean, Snicky's he's been a good company man. He knows these guys because he coached him in AAA and such. But just a tough spot.
What would Skip Carey say, Mike?
I tell you what, has ever screening...
He's got to keep grinding and working and
just stop it, Jarvis. Whoever's screening these calls should be working in the food service industry.
Okay, man.
Outside 2-0.
Hey, Falcons, as we mentioned, workout today at Flowery Branch.
Let me tell you about my first time in Miami. Charlie Huff was pitching for the Marlins. We wound up in some bodega outside of Opa-locka.
Oh, really?
A Cuban kid playing with my feet. I don't know what was going on.
Bodega, huh?
Couldn't find my wallet. Good time, so.
Yeah, well, listen.
Grounded it for Kyle over the first two away.
You're going to be hearing a lot of those stories this season. That's for sure. Yeah. All right?
This is where you miss Skip. Skip is up in heaven going, thank God I'm not calling these games.
I love Tack McKinley's, his attitude. We've talked about it, man. He says he's all about winning. He's all about getting on the field any way he possibly can. Hopefully, we'll know by the end of the weekend. And we'll talk about it Monday at Bears Best, by the way, guys. We're going to be out there on Monday for our fourth annual Celebrity Golf Tournament. And we're looking forward to it. But hopefully by the end of the weekend, Mike, we'll know a little bit more about these rookies. And, again, I don't know about Tack because, I don't know how much time he's going to see. But we'll find out some other things about maybe Harlow and Duke Riley and some of these other guys.
Ed Ogeron was talking about the speed element. Duke Riley perfectly fits into what Dan Quinn wants with the fast and physical style of your Atlanta Falcons. But, we will not be privy to this. But, of course, once we get out there and the camp opens for the fans in the end of July, we'll get to see what these new guys are all about.
Hey, man.
By the way, Jarvis, do we have it? Do we have buffer? I mean, we're going to go to this. I mean, we paid for it. We might as well use it.
Oh, that's true. We did pay for it. Hey, man, and we'll get to buffer here coming up. We talked about the NBA playoffs a little bit with you, and if you're joining us, Spurs whip up.
The Falcons are fast and physical.
You're darn right they are.
Thank you, Michael. Buffer, that is. The Spurs beat up on the Rockets, that is. And move on to the Western Conference Finals. And I got to be honest, I did not expect the Spurs to get back to the Western Conference Finals, Mike. They're on the verge of getting back to the NBA Finals, minus Tim Duncan. And, you know, you got an older Manu Ginobili. Remember Tony Parker, injured. This is a completely different team that Pop has put together and is throwing out there. And all of a sudden, here we are talking about the Spurs and Warriors in the Western Conference Finals.
No Kawhi Leonard last night. This is a game where the MVP candidate, James Harden, takes the game over. And by the sheer power of his will, he brings us back to San Antonio for Game 7. Or he just checks out and goes to a strip club afterwards.
That's probably what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
That's probably what happened. Coach Pop talking about being happy for the win. I know you can't tell in Pop's voice, but he is happy.
Tonight was one of those nights where we're not as good as we looked, and they're not the team that people are used to seeing here in Houston tonight. It happens now and then. It's a hell of a team. I feel very fortunate we were able to get it done.
Now, they signed Aldridge. For just this reason. When they brought in Aldridge as a free agent, remember he left Portland, Mike, the thought process was, okay, we're losing Tim Duncan, but we're going to pick up that scoring with Aldridge. And I'll be honest, in these playoffs, he's been okay. He hadn't been great. Mm-hmm. Last night, that's the Aldridge that they paid for and they expect to get in these playoffs. When other guys aren't available or not scoring, he's a guy that can stretch the floor. He's a big who can shoot.
Hey, do we get a ring? We gave him the help by, of course, moving Tiago Splitter here to make room for LaMarcus Aldridge to play for the black and gray. We have some exclusive Jarvis Dukes and Bell audio of James Harden post-game. Jarvis, take a listen. This is an exclusive. Only we have this.
Take it out, kick big, over, let me see it. If you're looking for a true type figure, let me be it. Got the B12 beans.
UGK!
It ain't enough room to pick the
buzz. Oh, man.
You got exclusive audio.
You're wrong, Jarvis. You are wrong for
Hey,
that.
Man, I get these random emails, man. I get sent this stuff all the time, man. I can't help it. Sorry.
That's what was going on.
Yeah,
huh?
That's what happens, man.
Wow.
Don't get me wrong. If I just completely embarrassed myself on national TV, I'd like to go be in the company of some naked women myself if I was James Harden.
Man, I tell you what. Now, I give him credit. For those who missed it, he says he takes responsibility. We'll let you hear a little bit more coming up later on. But he, as a star, he owned the fact that this is on him. Okay. Just don't know if it makes it any better. Again, I would have rather him shoot 50 times last night.
Hey, as Billy D told Stallone in Nighthawks, take the shot, take it. I mean, we joked around earlier. Trevor Ariza, you look at the box score. He has one more attempt than Harden last night, which is nonsense. And you know, Mike D'Antoni. I mean, this is why his rep is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, there's times I don't know how you handle Harden. Some say he coddles Harden. And we all know that Harden, you know, part of the reason Dwight came here is because he couldn't get out of there soon enough. But all right, this is your team. It's your chance to shine, big boy. And he didn't step up.
As far as tonight, Game 6, Celtics, Wizards. You want to call your shot, AT? What does Al Horford go for tonight? 20 or less than 20?
He's going to get 18, 7, 4, and 2.
All right.
18, 7, 4, and 2.
But the Celtics will lose tonight.
Okay. Yeah,
John Wall's going to go for 35 tonight.
Yeah, because he's going to shoot.
Yeah, unlike Harden, John Wall's going to go down swinging. Right?
He's going to shoot.
I mean,
that's
it's
why.
Same, I mean, this is what drives me crazy sometimes.
I don't
understand the fighting spirit sometimes of the modern athlete, because I don't know what Harden was doing. I know John Wall will be going bananas tonight.
All right.
Yeah.
He does not want to be doing that after the game. That's for sure. We're talking about my man John Wall. Hey, man, as we hit some headlines, as we mentioned, brought to you by McDonald's. I don't even know if we should even play this because he's an idiot. But LeVar Ball on Kobe. Have you heard this? Listen.
But now I don't need no advice from Kobe Bryant. I don't need advice from Kobe Bryant. Zo got to play his game. If they had practice and he sees something and Lonzo listens to him or whatever, he got, but it's just not, okay, I'm talking to Kobe, so now I'm going to be good. If Kobe sees something that Zoe's doing, then go from there. But I'm not trying to pattern after nobody.
Okay.
Did anybody tell this guy Kobe got 5 rings?
Does this guy have any respect for anybody?
Did anybody tell him that? I'm just
wondering. I'm not talking about LeVar Ball ever.
Why are we wasting our time with this guy?
Really? I'm not taking advice. And that all comes from, remember, Kobe reached out. I think it was Isaiah Thomas who reached out. Right. And so people around the league are like, man, Kobe, you giving advice? You're trying to help guys out. Kobe's like, I'm open. Service is open. Yeah. If you want to help, I'll be happy to help you. And so they asked LeVar Ball that. And this dude's like, yeah, we're not trying to mimic any. I thought you wanted to be a champion.
I don't know. He
sounds like guys. NBA guys who don't want to better themselves at the free throw line. Well, I'm not going to shoot underhanded because it makes me look like a girl. Mm. Well, if it helps you shoot better free throws, do what's necessary. But this guy here, I feel bad for the son and the other kids because everybody who plays against them, whether it's in the NBA next year or NCAAs with the other kids, they're going to try to elevate their game at the expense of his kids, and that's a shame.
Yep. You're right. You saw it in the Kentucky UCLA game. You know, the Kentucky guys are chomping at the bit. They couldn't wait to get a piece of that guy, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.